So we got trees all around me right now. I don't hear these trees. Like, who? Ha! These trees are not straining. These trees are not grunting. You never see a tree saying, "Orange, come forth. Orange, branch, leaves, I command you right now, come forth." Like, guys, they just do. It just is. It's a natural response. Like, when we abide in the love of Jesus, you are entitled to fruit, to righteousness, for repentance. And it's easy, and it will happen. But freedom is simple. Freedom is simple. Freedom is easy. The yoke of Jesus is light and easy. It wasn't discipline, hard work, and muster up your strength to then, you know, you didn't. Priests don't sweat. In the old covenant, the priests would wear special linens to make sure they didn't sweat, because there's something about being in the Holy of Holies that requires no work, no labor. It wasn't meant to be hard. Like, your effort and your zeal and your works and all this, you know, activity you're putting forth, it's like, it's amazing, but you're going one step forward, two steps back. John 15 says, "Abide in me and you will bear much fruit. Just as the branch is in the vine, you abide in me and you will bear much fruit. I'm the vine, you are the branches. Jesus is the vine, you are the branches. We are the branches. I am the branch, you are the branch. You abide in the love of Jesus, you will bear fruit." It's a command. It is a command to follow Jesus. It is a command to repent. It is a command to pick up your cross and follow me. It is a command. Put off the old man, pick up the new man. Jesus wasn't gray area on it. It's a command. You know this. If you're listening, if you've any form of Christian faith, grew up in the Christian faith, you know these things. So your heart knows you should do it. Well, I guess what I'm saying is I'm here to help you. And my offer to you is actually better than what you've had in the past. Is that you've tried your whole life to put off the old man, pick up the new man, pick up your cross, deny yourself, and you never could. You never could. You never could repent. You were too distracted by the things of this world. Well, I'm telling you, you don't even got to worry about those things anymore. Just focus on the love of Jesus. Abide in his love. And this is the beauty of what abiding means. I think abiding is like gratitude, relationship, a constant connection. A branch is constantly connected to the vine. Constant connection, constant meditation, constant time in his word. But the thing is you don't have to come into the word of God with a, "I'm doing it to get that." I'm coming to your word to then get repentance. I know I need to stop doing this sin, so I'm coming to your word to stop doing this sin. That's not it, guys. It's easier than that. This is a good thing, because that's too much of a weight. You can shed that weight off of your shoulders. You don't have to bear that anymore. Jesus, the offer from Jesus is, don't even worry about this. That we'll deal with that later. Just come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Just come sit on your butt, crisscross applesauce, and gaze at the glory of the Lord and listen to him. Just sit there and listen. Sit there and spend time with him. Sit there and love on him. Sit there and let his love minister to you. Sit there and let the revelation of, "I no longer have to die for my sin because Jesus died for me," resonate in your mind and in your heart and allow it to transform you. Just sit there for a second and just ponder it and think about it with no end goal attached to it. Even though the end goal we know is a command, right? We know we're supposed to repent. We know we're supposed to bear fruit. And it's like, we know Jesus knows your heart, but he's like, that's not the way to do it. The Christian life is easy. You know how I know it's easy? That actually probably may think it. So what? How I know it's supposed to be easy is Paul was in prison in Philippians 4. In prison saying, "I count it all joy." Philippians 4 is a book of joy. And he's in prison. It's got to be easy. It's got to, because when I'm happy, things are easy. When I'm sad and depressed, and everything's hard when you're sad, anxious, and depressed and carrying that weight. But when you're happy and you have joy, like that radiant joy, that overwhelming, that type of joy makes life easy. And Paul had in Philippians 4, he said, I count it all joy because I've known what it had. I know what it's like to have everything, and I know what it's like to be in lack. Here's the truth I found. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My peace, he says, doesn't come from my circumstances. My peace comes from Jesus Christ himself. The hardest part, I would say, of the Christian life is actually the easiest part. The hardest part is literally just saying, all I need to do is sit here and let Jesus talk to me. Effort is the easier option. Sitting is the harder option. How backwards is that? How easy is it that I don't actually have to strive to do anything? All I have to do is sit here and abide in the vine, abide in the love of Jesus, and let him do it all for me. How easy is that? How easy is that? That's the hardest part to do as a Christian, because we constantly, it doesn't matter how mature you are, the flesh wants to complicate things. The flesh wants to take over. Your pride wants to take over. And you want to begin to take credit for the things of, you want to begin to take credit for bearing the fruit, for, you just want to begin to take credit for everything. So the mark of a mature believer, the more mature you get, is actually doing the hardest thing it is for a Christian to do, which is just sit there and believe the simple gospel. The offer from Jesus on the table is a light and easy burden, a light and easy yoke. It's easy. Just abide and you'll be free. I hope this blessed you. I'll see you in the next one.